Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1038, our topic is training, and the title is How to Add Cardio for Fat Loss When Running Hurts. So what we're going to look for is, basically, I've been told this in many ways, but recently somebody reached out and said that they've been trying to lose weight. They're a heavy person, and they're trying to lose weight. They do lift weights. They try to do like strongman stuff. They try to do some other odds and ends in the gym. And they were just trying to add cardio to help with fat loss. But when they did, they started jogging. They started trying to add in different types of running. And it really just jacked up their knees. And they said basically their knees got hurt from the cardio. They got discouraged. They kind of ended up gaining weight back from what they had previously made as progress. It was just kind of detrimental, kind of a negative effect, mostly mentally and emotionally, even more so than just the physical effect of having to regain weight due to the injury slash, like, you know, kind of disappointment. So what we want to do today was how do we add in cardio? How do we add more fat loss effects when we are heavy, meaning that running is not going to work? It kind of hurts our knees. Now, this doesn't mean that you're heavy, like, just simply only due to body fat. Like, I'm 6 foot tall, 275 pounds, and I have, like, kind of semi-visible ab lines, so I'm not about to take my shirt off for a cover magazine anytime soon, but I don't have a big belly, just muscle tissue. But I can't run very well. Golly, you know, last time I tried to run a mile, I had some shin splints and had to walk part of it because I'm just too heavy, too damn heavy to run. So it wasn't so much the lungs killing me as much as just my legs killed me. And that can be the case when people are trying to add in cardio, and it's discouraging. You know, you think you're physically fit, you think you lift weights, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even run a mile? You know, what in the world's wrong with me? And it can simply just be due to body weight. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how to adjust our efforts when running is painful. Now, you might have pain from running just from bad knees or other problems, so this would still work for you as well, even if it has nothing to do with heavy body weight. But the first thing we want to do is consider that there's actually more effective and efficient ways to lose fat than doing cardio. So we want to do kind of control our diet, of course. We want to introduce, if you haven't yet, caloric cycling. You want to use caloric cycling as a way to push more fat loss, but still eating enough to maintain, like, recovery from workouts and feel good. But if you are not doing caloric cycling, if you're just trying to eat the same calories every day, that's inefficient. That is not the best way to lose fat. You actually want to change your caloric intake per day. So podcast number 857, titled Caloric Cycling to Breakthrough Plateau, that is going to help you learn how to do that. So go listen to podcast 857. It'll help teach you how to set up caloric cycling. If you're not doing that, the introduction of that concept is more effective for fat loss than cardio. So don't spend time doing cardio. Spend time listening to that damn podcast and put it to work. Okay? The second thing we want to look at that's actually more effective for fat loss than cardio is actually creating cardiovascular stress within our weight training, resistance training. If you are not lifting weights, so you're doing a diet and you're doing traditional cardio to try to lose fat, that is inefficient. You need to actually lift weights to lose fat faster. Yes, you can actually lift weights to lose fat faster. Okay, so podcast 497, it's a trainer education podcast, and it's titled Creating Cardio Within Weight Training. If you have trouble finding any of these podcasts, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com, and I'll send you the direct link, or you can Google search for them. But podcast 857 is what's going to teach you about caloric cycling. Podcast 497 will teach you how to create cardio within weight training. So, for example, if this person's doing strongman stuff, and it's just, you know, a bout of effort, then you sit around for 5 minutes, a bout of effort, you sit around for 5 minutes, that's not good. You're wasting time. It's inefficient. So if you're not lifting weights at all and you're trying to lose weight, oh my gosh, that's ridiculously inefficient. So you absolutely should include resistance training as a part of fat loss process. And within your resistance training, there's actually a structure to it that'll help you lose fat even faster. So traditional cardio is not more effective than caloric cycling and using resistance training in the correct way. So podcast 857 and podcast 497 will teach you methods that are more impactful than what we're going to go through for the rest of the podcast, okay? So what we're going to talk about is how to include cardio today, but it is not where you should start. Don't take this advice until you first have listened to podcasts 857 and 497, okay? So what we want to look at now is when muscle recovery is maxed out, meaning I can't possibly lift any more weights. My body's can't recover from the weight training anymore. I'm doing as much as I can. I'm doing the most volume I can, the most intensity that I can. Then using non-weight training cardio methods are helpful, such as like step mill, elliptical, treadmill, stuff like that. Even just walking outside, they are helpful. But a couple things I want to get like out there first is, you actually want to do cardio efforts with the knowledge and with the intent of being awful at them. You actually do not want to be good at cardio. So if you do cardio and you suck at it and you're like, oh my gosh, this kills me, congratulations, that's excellent, that's amazing, that's actually what you want. The more miserable cardio is, the more your body actually adapts to it and tries to make changes to adjust to it. So if you do cardio and you feel like, man, I'm never good at it, good. It's good that you're not good. If you do cardio with the intent to try to get good at it, that's detrimental. That is an awful, awful idea. So podcast 447 is titled Effects of Cardiovascular Efficiency, Why You Should Suck at Cardio. That's what that's actually titled. And you absolutely should be miserable at cardio, what you do. Because that way you don't have to do a lot of it. And of what you do, it's more effective for fat loss. You do not want to be good at cardio if your intention is to lose fat. If your intention is to try to run a mile in the Olympics, then yeah, you better get damn good at it. But if your goal is just to get less, like to be less fat by doing cardio, then you should not be good at it. You actually do not want to be good at cardio. So don't try to be good at it. And we actually explain why and how to prevent yourself from being good at it at podcast 447. The next podcast, the last one I'll tell you before I actually give you some information today, is podcast number 120. It's cardio, what type and what amount. It explains a little bit about what we're going to talk through today. This is the least important one I want you to listen to. Number one is definitely the caloric cycling. That's podcast 857. Number two is how to create cardio within weight training. That's podcast 497. And then to better understand how to approach cardio, to make sure that you don't try to be good at it, is podcast 447. Now, when we look at cardio in with the idea that body weight is having an impact. Now, this doesn't mean, again, that it's body fat. You might be heavily overweight, and that's why you can't run, because it hurts your knees, hurts your back, hurts your ankles. It just wears you out, makes you exhausted. That might be one reason. You also could just be a heavy human being. You got a lot of muscle on you, and you're just hard to move yourself around. So if you are heavy and you try to run, that's a lot of impact on your joints, a lot of compressional stress. And then also you have a ton of muscular stress, all the muscles that are trying to support your body while you move. So not just the ones that are trying to move you, but the ones who are trying to hold you upright and hold you in good positions while you move. That could be lower back, you can have mad shin splints. I mean, you can really get beat up from running if your body is not ready for it and it's not built for it. So, what we want to look for is non-weighted and non-impact options. Those are the best. That's where we'd want to start. As we got good at these, you can then switch over to maybe some non-traditional type options, such as rucking. There's a person who asked about this question of cardio with bad knees mentioned rucking. So we're going to talk about that. It's basically just walking around with a weighted backpack on. We're going to talk about that in a second. But first, we want to get good at non-weighted, non-impact options, which are step mills, ellipticals, and an inclined treadmill. Now, treadmills on an incline can still cause shin splints, so you got to be careful about that. But step mill and elliptical allow you to keep your foot basically flat, so you don't have to have your toes kind of pulled up to step up onto something. Now, you do on a step mill, you step up. You can be flat-footed when you put your foot on the step and push down through the glute and the hip. So step mills is like walking up steps, and elliptical. They're going to be the best options. traditionally, when we start doing this, we're already going to have a caloric cycling in place. We're going to be doing resistance training. So we're doing the cardio typically probably to start a weight training workout as like a warm-up, or to end a weight training workout, or on a day in between weight training. So typically what we do is I would recommend to do no more than 30 minutes. I actually keep all my clients to 20 minutes or less. I've had people get on stage, six-pack abs, earn a pro card in aesthetic like competitions, like bodybuilding style competitions, and they never spent more than 20 minutes on a piece of cardio. And that's every single pro card I've helped. It's so inefficient and such a waste of time to spend so much time on doing cardio. It's especially when you don't have hormonal support. You're not taking extra hormones to protect muscle loss. So if you're a drug-tested athlete, you need to be even more careful of how much cardio you do, okay? So we keep it to 30 minutes or less. I'd actually recommend 20 minutes or less. But the first step, okay, the first process you want to go through is simply just seeing if you can do cardio for 30 minutes in a row. You can set the timer for 10 minutes and just see, can I maintain a steady pace on a step mill? Can I maintain a steady pace in the elliptical? Can I maintain a steady pace on inclined treadmill? And by incline, I mean anywhere from 3% up to 10% incline. Can I just do that for 10 minutes in a row? Can I then do it for 15? Can I then do it for 20? Can I then do it for 25? Can I then do it for 30? Don't ever go over 30, and I would actually recommend stopping at 20. But that's your first challenge. Is just, can I maintain a steady pace for the full time allotted? Now, once you can do that, let's say you do 20 minutes as a cap. You're getting 20 minutes in, you can go a kind of pretty good steady pace the entire 20 minutes. Awesome. The next step then is to add intervals. Meaning, I'm going to try to go more aggressive on my pacing, more aggressive on my effort for maybe 3 minutes. But then I'm going to go kind of a lower pacing, lower effort for 2 minutes to allow myself to aerobically recover. So I'm going to push really hard for 3 minutes at a really high pace, high resistance, and then I'm going to back off for 2 minutes. Then I'm going to push really hard for 3 minutes, back off for 2 minutes. And that can set you up for 5 minute increments. Now, there's a million and one ways to set up increments. You could do a minute of super hard, 4 minutes of low intensity. You could do a minute and a minute. The idea is that you have times of pushing yourself really hard and then times to allow yourself to recover. What would happen in the first stage when you were just kind of doing an effort for a full time, so you're just doing whatever you can for 20 minutes, that there's a level of intensity that's just kind of maintained the entire 20 minutes. The idea of adding intervals is you can do efforts above that intensity to push your body further into stress. But there's no way to maintain that the entire 20 minutes, so you're going to back off for a minute or two, let your body recover. Then you're going to push your efforts again, then back off for a little bit. What happens is you can create more intensity, more moments of deeper degree of stress to the body without having to increase your total time. So our body responds to stress. It responds to how hard something feels. If it feels continually harder, our body will continue to progress against it. So you must increase the intensity over time. If you just do 20 minutes of walking or whatever, and it just feels the same intensity all the time, you never push yourself to try harder, you're not going to get any benefits from that. Eventually, your body will stop adjusting. You have to make the body adjust, not just do something and the body will magically become better. So think about this. If I run a mile today, it's going to be awful. If I run a mile 100 times in a row, my body's going to get really well adjusted to it. If I continue to run only a mile, does that make me better at running 2 miles? Does that then make me better at running 3 miles? Can I run 1 mile a million times to get ready for a marathon? No. The more results I want, the harder I have to push my body to produce those results. So you cannot just do steady state cardio, meaning just maintain the same pace the entire time, and think that that's going to get you continuous, prolonged, forever adjusting results. No. You've got to create higher degrees of intensity, higher degrees of stress, and that's how intervals work. That's why they work. So you start to create intervals. You try for an aggressive bout of time, then you try to recover. So let's say you're going for a 20-minute total. You can set that up, like I said, for 3 and 2. 3 minutes high intensity, 2 minutes low intensity. Do that 4 rounds, and there's your 20 minutes. You can set it up for just 1 minute of high intensity and 4 minutes of medium intensity if you want, as just a start. So you could try that at first. Try 1 minute as aggressive as you can, 4 minutes to kind of recover from that. And you do that 4 rounds, that's 20 minutes. Once you get good at that, try 2 minutes of high intensity, 3 minutes of recovery. Once you get good at that, try 3 minutes of high intensity, 2 minutes of recovery. Once you get good at that, 4 minutes of high intensity, only 1 minute of recovery. Okay? Now, over time, you can progress, and that's going to get you a really long time. I mean, that's going to take months for you to maximize what I just said. So that's going to be a lot. Then the third step would be doing uneven intensity bouts. So maybe you're going to do really intensity, high intensity for 1 minute, low intensity for 3 minutes. But then you go right back to high intensity for 3 full minutes, and then only 1 minute of recovery. You kind of do a mixed bag of numbers, and that's going to be miserable to your body. Your body's going to hate you for that, but it's going to help you lose a lot of fat. So those are kind of the ways we progress through traditional cardio. Is at first, you just want to see if you can like stay moving for the full time frame. Then you want to add in predictable intervals, and then you want to move into unpredictable intervals. That's going to take you as long as you need to go in regards to progress. So that is what I would recommend if you're looking for cardio. Is you're first going to make sure you have caloric cycling. You're going to make sure you're resistance training and doing so in a proper way as to promote cardiovascular stress. Then you're going to listen to podcast 447 to understand why you should suck at cardio. So that way you never try to make cardio easy. You want it to be miserable in regards to being out of breath, not miserable in regards to like muscle pain and body aches, but definitely miserable all the time from being out of breath. Otherwise, it's not worth doing. Then what you're going to do is you're going to start with non-weighted, non-impact options, such as step mill, elliptical, and incline treadmill. You're going to start by just doing, can I do 20 minutes in a row of any movement whatsoever? Then can I add in intervals, predictable intervals? Then can I move to unpredictable intervals? You can do that. You're going to have fine. There's not going to be anything you'll need past that. That's going to get you all the results you want when you're combining that with the healthy nutrition and resistance training. Okay. Now, if you want to add in options such as rucking, like weighted backpack hiking, you got to be very careful because that does have impact. Even though you're not running, you're kind of picking up a foot, putting it onto the ground, picking up a foot, putting it onto the ground. So every step, you're basically balancing on one leg, then you're putting all your weight shifted over to the other leg, then all your weight shifted over to the other leg. Every time your body weight and the backpack shift, that's a compression through that hip, knee, and ankle on that side. Your core has to adjust to balance the shift in weight as well. So there's more stress into your body from rucking than there would be traditional cardio. Now that's okay, but you got to be very careful. You have to start out very low volume, very low intensity. Maybe you're just going to ruck for, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And maybe you're only going to do it once a week, maybe on Saturdays. You're going to see how you feel, see if you can still recover to still get in your other stuff. Remember that rucking, if you're doing it for the goal of fat loss, is less important than resistance training. So if you ruck and it causes you to be able to miss lifting workouts because you didn't recover enough, then you're actually putting the cart before the horse, doing the wrong thing, okay? You get things out of order. So make sure if you add in rucking, it's a very small time, very small frequency to allow your body to get used to it. It should never get in the way of resistance training, okay? So you can do it. Just start low and start slow. So just maybe 10, 15 minutes, do it once a week. See how that goes. If that gets better, move it up to 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Maybe you can go for a hike out, some mountain range you have nearby. You just want to be careful and make sure that you're doing it to enjoy it a little bit. But number one, it doesn't get in the way of weight training. You can still do your weight training because you're not so beat up from the rucking. And you can still train legs because your knees aren't hurting. If your knees are hurting from rucking, you have to back off, okay? The other thing is to remember that, again, weight training should be miserable. It's a suck. So if you're walking with a backpack and you're kind of enjoying your hike and you're kind of sort of out of breath, but it's not really that miserable, then you're really just having fun that day. You're not actually doing cardio. So you want to make sure that you recognize the intensity factor. Things need to challenge your body in order to change your body. Okay? So you can do it. Just be very careful. Make sure you have the caloric cycling in place. Make sure you have weight training in place. Make sure you understand that every time you do cardio, you better push your ass and make sure it's miserable, so that way you can get the best effect from it. Make sure you focus mostly on non-weighted, non-impact options, step mill, elliptical, treadmill, and make sure you go through the progressions of steady state into predictable intervals into unpredictable intervals. Okay, so hopefully that was helpful. Hopefully it gave you kind of a good kind of structure to follow through and answered some questions for you. If anybody has any extra questions, again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'm always here. I'm always happy to help. So if you're having trouble, if you're struggling because you want to move forward, but the body's just not following along, you know, things are just getting in the way, let us know what your story is. Tell us your story. Tell us what you're struggling with, and we'll make you a podcast. Again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Reach out. We're always here. Cool. Well, if you like today's podcast, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. So thank you for letting us do that. Also, if you like the podcast, click like. That helps. And then you can check out more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Cool. Well, if you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.